Rashi says, you melt down the fat of a chatis, and you smear the fat now on the roasted korm shlamim, and the fat of nivra goes into the korm shlamim. That's when we say the din is that the shlamim now has the din of the chatis. Rashi says the mekanon lemedus from here went out the gemara psochim that hetem stafu yisah the kachim, that the din is hetem is mitzafu yisah. And we don't learn that from the Atam Kiko. Shein Zetam El Mamish. Here it's Mamish. Here what the Mamish talking about, there's a piece of the fat goes into the Shlomim. So it's not only Tam, but Mamish, the fat of the Chatas went into the Shlomim. So the Chiddush is, even though you don't have a Shiel, a Kezayis, of the Chatas, but the Chatas and the Shlomim together is Mitzvah, makes it Hetam Mitzvah for Yisra. So the more says now, Yochel, I would have to say, Noga the mix of chaticha yekulu posel. Maybe the whole meat now becomes posel. Not only the part that the fat goes into, but the whole piece of meat. Talmud leimer yiga hanageya psula. No, only the part that you touched. That part becomes posel. Not the rest of the meat. Hakeitzer, what's the case? Chotech es mokum shabola b'tzarem. Chotech es mokum shabola. You have to cut out the part of the meat where it was belaya. Only that part is also not the rest of the meat. But where the Tom does not go further into it, only on that part we went into, only that part is personal. You have to cut out. Not the rest of the piece of meat. The only more says, the Pasuk says, Bipsoro, Ashiga Bipsoro, you have to touch the bosser of the Chatis, Veloy the Gidim, not if you just touch the veins of the Chatis, Veloy the Yatsam, not just the bones, Lay the canayim, not just the horns, lay put the fire, not just the hooves. They do not have time, they do not ask for what they touch. Then the Pasuk says, Yaktish, so it actually means the liyos kemo, there should be, in other words, if a tam of a chatis goes into a shlemim, so the shlemim now, at least that part, has a din like a chatis. Liyos kemo, it has the same dinim that we had before. If it's posl, it's posl. If it's chum, it's chumor, it has all the dinim. Okay, so what does that mean to say? Emsumit, the first piece of meat was posel, and it goes into a second piece of meat of kachim, he tips so, it makes the second one posel also. The emksheri, let's say the first one is from the korban chatis, or kashu or korban chatis, so lochri is to yok or kuchay meshabor, that let's say the tam of the chatis goes into the shlemim, so you have to eat the shlemim now with the din of the korban chatis. Now the gemara is the question, am I, v'neisi esay, v'nutchis leisasei, like what do we say if the tam of psula goes in, let's say, to a korban chatas or to a korban shlomim? The shlomim becomes posel and he can't eat it because of the love. Why don't I say, listen, there's a mitzvah essay, eat it. Rashi says, Nesi essay, did yochlu oisam dikshera. There's a mitzvah essay, eat the kashra part of the kachim. And that should be the other to say, to leitecha the psula. Rashi says, the yafaga vika leitecha say, the achim of psulim. The mitzvah psachim, the kol shor that the tzedemor psach got per kol shor kol shab the kodesh posel be'akostav litin leisah say arachilah say that there's a law of not eat it, but still the question is now why don't I say let the essay of achilas kabonus, why isn't that doicha the law like in this piece of meat now the mainly it's kosher just is a time of sumer there, so why do I say you can't eat it because of the law? Adarabba, let's say, Esa Dechaleisa say. So the man says, oh my brother, Rabbi, says the Klalis, Ein Esa Dechaf Leisa say Shevamidish. In our walk of the Beis Hamikdash by Kochim, we do not say the Klal of Esa Dechaleisa say. What's the proof? Shinem Rapesik says, the Esa Mesishpul Boy. You're not allowed to break a bone from the Korban Pesach. And Shim Ravanath Yoimem, Echad Esa Mesheish Pel Meich, whether in this bone there's some marrow, and in the marrow there's a mitzvah essay to eat it, and the yechad etzem shein by mayach, where there is no marrow in the bone. Still, you're not allowed to break it. So the question is, am I? Why not? Why can't you be over this lav to break the bone? What am I saying? May say essay, the nutrias let's say. There's a mitzvah essay to eat the marrow inside the bone. So what am I saying? Yes, I don't let's say. Ella, here's the proof. Ella, yes, I don't let's say for the midrash. Here will I not, that by kachim, the Beis Hamikdash, I do not say, as I say, and even though all over, it has to be the idna, The only time you say Esa Doichel Esa Fei is at the same time that you're being over the Lav, you're being Mekayim the Esa, and Lechul over here it's not that way. Over here, Bishash, you're breaking the bone, you're not being Mekayim the Esa yet. So he answered the Taisus Rav says that the Pshat is that since it's EF Shabin Yinachel, there's no other way of eating the marrow inside the bone unless first you break the bone. That's considered bidna. If it's EF Shabin Yinachel, it's considered bidna. Savarai, you do not say it for the Holy Sefer in the Migdash. Rav Ashi Yama, no difference, Baro. Yatish Esayu. I tell you, by the Psulim of Kochim, not only is there a lav not eat it, but there's also an Isser Asay not eat it. And therefore the quality is, the Nesa Berichot Lesefer. The Nesa is not Berichot Lesefer and an Esay the Esay. An Esay is only Berichot one lav, but now if the lav has another Esay with it, then we say, Ma'ilma Hayesame Hayesay. So the Chachamim, according to Rabashi, could be there's no klal of ein Esav Echolot Seba Migdash. And that's from Tak, according to him, may be different. Maybe according to him, alone, it's not called Bidna. That's why you can't do it. Now the Gemara asks the question. Now the Gemara comes back to those of you who said, Ashke Chon Chatos Tim Mefkadosh Bebluah. The last step was this posture, the Kolash Yigra Boi, which is talking about a Korban Chatos, that of a Chatos, if it's Bebluah, into another piece of meat, it has the demon of the Chatis. But the question is now, Shah Kochim Noan, how do we know all other Kochim, Kochim Kalim, or other Kochim? Or Mashmul Shmul says, Mishum Reb Leza, who knows the South from Reb Leza's Halacha, that the Pesuk says, Zoyis HaTayro, Lo'ilo, Vela Mincho, Vela Chatis, Vela Hoshim, Vela Miluim, or the Zavach HaShlamim. So there's one Hekish here that we learn that Rashi says, Hokshukulim Zelazer, Lomite Zelazer, we learn out one from the other. Therefore, there's a Hekish, all of these things together. Now, what do we learn out? The Pesuk says, Lo'ilah. What's the first one? Zoysatay, Lo'ilah, means all Kachim is Ka'ilah, like a Korban Olah. Ma'ilah, Tuna Kli, just like by Olah, you have to use a Kli, we'll soon see what that means. A knife, a Shchita, is Afkur Tuna Kli, all Kachim needs a Sakin for Shchita. Now the Gemara explains, my Kli, what do you mean by the Kli? You learn if you want to tell me, Mizrak, that you have to have a Kli to the Mekabel, the Dam, Kabbalah for Dam has to be in a Kli, but the Gemara, the Shal Mitziv and Namik Sivu, it's not only by Oyla, it says it by Shal Mitziv also, the Pesuk says by Shal Mitziv, the Yikach Moshe Chat Yadam, where Yosem Yagonis, he put it into the Kalim. You see, need a Kabbalah of a Kli. Elo de Sakin, means to say that the Shechita has to be done with a knife. So the Gemara of Oyla Gufim, how do we know a Korban Oyla needs a knife? The Chesed says, Vayishkach Avon Mesiyodoy, Vayikas HaSamach Elis. And last time I knew, there was a Korban Oyla. The Chesed, the Pesuk says, Vayalem Uyela Tachas Bunai, when he took the Ayol, he brought it for Korban Oyla instead of his son. You see, he was doing the Korban Oyla there, and it says, Machelis, he took the knife. Master, for Korban Oyla, you need a knife. Then the Pesuk says, Mincha, what are we dashing for Mincha? Ma Mincha, in a Chelis. El Zichre Kuna, it's Kodesh Kadoshim, and only a Zohar, a male could eat it, not a female. Av Kurl, Enem Nechol, no Zichre Kuna. My, what's going on? E Chatas Vyoshim, Vedic Siv, it says clear in the Pasha of Chatas Vyoshim. It says, Ko Zohar Bekanem Yechlenu, Mashmoni a Zohar, not a Mekeva. V Shal Mitziba, Rebu Yudu Kurasa. There's an extra postic over there clearly. Ba Kodesh Kadoshim Techlenu, Ko Zohar Yechol Oysay, Limra Shal Mitziba, Shem Nechol, no Zichre Kuna. So what do I need the Pesuk here, Mincha? The teacher says, Zichre Kuna, I know from other Pesukim. Tomorrow says, Shul Tanoi, Takam Achoyga Tanoim, where exactly do you know that it's only for Zichre Kuna? Ika de Nafkulei, Mehochum, now Pesuk of Mincha, Zika Nafkulei, Mehochum, from these other Pesukim.